Genesis chapter 14. My name is Pastor Oetla Simankane, thanking you for joining us as we go through this journey in God's Word, through the book of Genesis. Genesis 14, verse 4. Now when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants who were born in his own house and went in pursuit as far as Dan. He divided his forces against them by night, and he and his servants attacked them and pursued them as far as Hobah, which is north of Damascus. So Abram brought back all the goods and also brought back his brother Lot and his goods, as well as the women and the people. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our Lord shall stand forever. Close your eyes with me as we pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your word. We are so grateful that you still speak. And Father, as we meditate upon this victor, this man of valor, we ask that you may give us the same spirit, and we ask that you may focus our eyes on Jesus, our Redeemer. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father, what an honor it is to be with you, to speak with you, as we reflect upon mighty men of the Bible, as we learn lessons that are helpful in our own personal lives and journeys. In chapter 14, we see Abraham as an emancipator. We see him as a liberator. We see him as a deliverer. We see him as a freedom fighter. Lot gets into trouble and is rescued by Abraham. King of Shinar, king of Elasar, and king of Elam, and Tidal, king of nations, these kings made war with the king of Sodom, king of Gomorrah, and king of Admah, and king of Zeboim, and king of Bela. These wars became a long history of tension and battles. In verse 11, there we find described how this ends up affecting Lot, who had chosen to live in this area. Now, we have already seen how Lot made a choice. You remember Abraham said, you know, choose whatever land and I will take what is left. And Lot looked at the plains and he found some place that looked really nice, a place that in fact looked very fruitful, a land that was most appealing. And as he chose that land, it happens to be by Sodom. We are seeing here some consequences of his choice to live in Sodom. Lot is affected by what affects Sodom. In real estate, they say location, location, location. Lot is in Sodom. So when they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their provisions and went their way, they also took Lot, for he was in Sodom. He dwelt in Sodom, and they took his goods, for his goods were in Sodom, and they departed with them. Collateral damage. In the last days, we may have to move away from places that may negatively affect us, from cities, because what happens in the cities will affect us. We must learn to be independent and self-sustaining. But there is a lesson here to learn that let us be careful and let us also be circumspect in the choices that we make, in the places that we go and what we expose ourselves to, for we may find ourselves being collateral damage. In any case, his uncle Abraham hears about this. Abraham then arms 318 trained servants, and he goes to rescue his nephew. What a mission. This is a side of Abraham we rarely hear about. He has trained servants. He has armed 300 and 18 of them. This is quite incredible. This is indeed a military operation. Abraham was not just a wealthy man. He was also evidently a powerful man. And the mission here is clear. Let us go and free Lot. Let's free his family. And so they go, and they defeat the kings, and they brought all the goods back, and also brought back his brother Lot and his goods, as well as the women and the people. Mission accomplished. Lot, you see, was very lucky. For not all of us have Abrahams. Not all of us have people that are there for us. People that fight for us. Lot was a lucky man to have an uncle who cared deeply for him. To have someone in his corner. I pray that you would have someone in your corner. Someone who can face enemies and defeat them on your behalf. Someone who cares enough to pursue you, even when you are tangled up in some mess. Someone who will risk his own life in order to save you. I'm glad to say that we have such a man, and his name is Jesus. When the enemy has us in shackles, when the enemy has taken us captive, Jesus came to set us free. He risked his own life, even dying on a cross, that we might have eternal life. The Spirit of Jesus must be in us also. And I want to challenge you, be an Abraham for someone. Some of us have relatives. Relatives like Lot. It may be that they may make some bad decisions. It may be that the situations they are in are situations that are the fruits of their own doing. But whatever the case may be, there is someone in your corner, maybe an orphan, and they are in need of an Abraham who cares. Will you not be that Abraham? Someone to pay their school fees. Someone to ask, how are you doing? How have things gone? Someone to buy them groceries. Someone to give them a call and simply just pray for them. When there is no one in your corner, if there is no Abraham to come and save you, I pray that indeed you may have that someone, that you may have those people. But if there is no one, today I say there is Jesus. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He came down to our level in order to lift us up to where He is. Jesus left His throne. He pursued us with all of heaven's resources, came to meet our situation head on, to meet our enemy head on, and He defeated him, hung on that cross, and died and took the penalty that was ours. He was buried in that tomb, and He resurrected on Sunday in order that we may have victory in Jesus' name, and indeed He has liberated us. Jesus, our Redeemer, I recommend to you today none other than the man, the warrior, Jesus Christ. Let us close our eyes as we pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus, our Redeemer, our kinsman Redeemer. We thank you for Jesus, who is there for us when we are in the miry clay. We thank you for Jesus, who descends and comes to our level and gets into the miry clay, into the mess we are in, and He lifts us up. He is our rock and sets us on a firm foundation. We thank you for Jesus, our Redeemer, Jesus, our Liberator. We thank you, Lord, for Abraham and the Abrahams in this world that come to us when we need them. Angels that come at our point of need. When they hear we are in trouble, they come. And they do what needs to be done in order that we might be freed from our circumstances. And Father, here we pray that we may be Abraham's too, that the Spirit of Jesus may capture us, that if there are people in our circles that we hear are in need of help, may we lend a helping hand. May we be that kinsman redeemer. May we be that someone when they pray, may we be the answer to their prayers. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.